But I'll tell you something very interesting. One other nekuda as it relates to this. And that is, there was a Rishon whose name was Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Yochar. The Ribar Yochar, he's most famous as being the Ramban's Rebbe. So the Ramban's Rebbe Muvik was the Ribar Yochar. And the Ribar Yochar wrote a sefer on Nusach HaTfilah. And when it comes to the Nusach HaTfilah of Tikanta Shabbos, Rotzisa Kobinoseh, that we say in Musaf on Shabbos. So this is what he says. Vezel L'shoyne. He says, Tikanta Shabbos. What does the word Tikanta mean? Al Shem Izein V'tikein. It comes from the word Izein V'tikein, Shloime HaMelech. V'darshin in Erev in Chaf Aleph Amin Beis, Shloime Tikein Erev L'Shabbos. That Shloime HaMelech, when he was Mesakin, an Erev L'Shabbos. Okay, Shloime HaMelech was Mesakin, and that was Rotzisa Karbonoseh. What's the Rotzisa? He wanted, there was a Rotzoin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Merutza, Sheyasu Tikun L'Shabbos, why Sheyucha Lotzeis Ishman Kroimah. So this is from the Ribar Yochar, this is from the Ramban's Rebbe. It was also a big makubal. So he said, Tikanta Shabbos Ratzisa. What's Tikanta Shabbos referring to? It's Erevin. Miloshen Izein V'tikin. Shloim HaMelech was Mesakin Erev. Tikanta Shabbos Ratzisa. This was a gewaldige Sache what Shloim HaMelech did. When he was Mesakin Erevin, it was tremendous. Why? Because by having Erevin, Yuchal Lotzei Sishman Koimoy. A person is going to be able to now go out of his place. Otherwise, he wouldn't be able to leave his place. So I saw in the Sefer Mikro Ha'eda. This is from Rabbi Eliyahu Greenzeig. So he asks, he says, well, why is that true? What, if you have an Erev, you can't leave your house? You can't go to shul if you don't have an Erev? Who said you can't go to shul? So maybe a young mother that has a baby. I hear the situations maybe where it's going to lead to that a person can't leave his house. But Rotzisa Sheyasu Tikun L'Shabbos Sheyuchal Lotzeis Ishman Koimoy, we're warning that small percentage of people that they can't leave their house. It's a little tzarich bir. This is his kasha that he asks. So he says a dover nifla, but a little bit of a hakdama. He has a fascinating thesis, for lack of a better word, in his Sefer Mikro Eda. This is Chelek Aleph. Chelek Aleph goes from Bereshis until Chayasara. This is Simin Yud Gimel. We all know that Chazal were Mesakin certain takonos lahoitzi miliben shal tzedakim. Right, there were certain takonos Chazal made lahoitzi miliben shal tzedakim. So a few of them are well known. We know the Mishnah in Mesachtes Yuma, Sfir Sa'imer ties into to lahoitzi miliben shal tzedakim. But he goes ahead and he says something not shayach. He says that if you go through certain mitzvah satayr, you find Chazal were very, very worried about certain things, and you want to know the rest to the story, because learn the history. The tzedukim, the karam, the baisusim, for the purposes of this conversation, they're all synonymous with each other. But they were different kaifrim, and there was certain minhagim that they had, and the chum were very worried about them, because they were a bad influence. And we had to make sure that we distance ourselves from those things. He starts off, he brings from the Vilna Gaon, that the Vilna Gaon says, the Gemara says, that Oynes Talmud Chacham is Belel Shabbos Kodesh. He says, why is Oynes Talmud Chacham Belel Shabbos Kodesh? So he brings this from the Vilna Gaon, that the Vilna Gaon said, because the Eben Ezra brings, in Parashas Vayakel, on the Pasuk, Bacharish Uvakotzer Tishbois, that he brings from one of the Mefarshim, that Anon, he calls him, Piresh, he said, B'charet Shabbakotza Tishbois means that there's an Issa Tashmish on Shabbos. So the Vilna Gaon said that there is a Chazal with Koveya, that the Oyna of a Talmud Chacham is Bilel Shabbos Kodesh. You know where it came from? It was Lahoitzi Miliben Shal Tzadoikim. That Shita that existed that Devin Ezra already quoted. He said, B'charet Shabbakotza Tishbois means an Issa Tashmish. Lel Shabbos Kodesh is just the opposite. That's why that's the Oyna of a Talmud Chacham. He brings that he saw from Rabbi Shloimeh, it's incredible Bikias in this piece. He brings to Rabbi Shloimeh Akoy Mivilna. He says, we know Ner Beisai Adif, right? Ner Beisai is doich everything. Perek Mem Adlikim, you have Ner Chanukah, you have this and that. But Ner Beisai Mishum Shalom Bayis, but we spoke a lot about Ner Beisai and Perek Mem Adlikim. Ner Beisai is a very big deal. He says, why is Ner Beisai such a very big deal? So he brings to Rabbi Shloimeh Akoy Mivilna that he said, you want to know the rest of the story. Yeah, Chazal said Shalom, but you want to know the rest of the story. The reason Ner Beisai is so odd is because we know that the Tzedukim didn't have any fires in their house on Shabbos. They had no fire. So this was all Lahoitzim Milibas. It's incredible. He says, Lahoitzim Milibas Shel Tzedakim. They went ahead, and Chazal said, not only do you have to light fire, but Ner Beisai, it's the last dollar you have to buy a candle. Because Ner Beisai Adif. He said, this is something that's critical. This is something that's so important. He brings from the Shibolei Aleket. Chazal say, Kola Oichel Vitshi, Umisana Ba'asiri, Mala Olav Akosov, Kilu Ochal Shi Vasiri. And that's why eating on Erev Yom Kippur is such a big deal. Right, such a big deal. It's a tremendous mitzvah. Right, it's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Why? It's based on a chazal. It says, Kol Oichel V'Shoyse B'Chi, it's Ke'ilu Nisana Chi V'Asir. Said the Shibali Aleket, you want to know why it's such a big deal? Because if you look in the Pasuk, what does the Pasuk say? V'Nisim Esnafs Shoy Seichem, the Torah says you're supposed to fast B'Chi. Fake the Gemara. V'Chi M'Chi V'Sanin V'Aloi B'Sir V'San. So Shibali Aleket says, it's Dukim used to fast on Chi. They used to fast on Chi. They used to fast Erev Yom Kippur. on Yom Kippur. They used to fast on the ninth day. So he said, L'hoitzi miliben shel tzadokim. Chazal didn't just say, you don't have to fast. No, they went out of their way. They said, you have to. Kol ha'oichel b'tshiyu mesane b'asiri. He says, that's why even pekuach nefesh. So pekuach nefesh is doich everything, obviously, right? It's doich everything. But he says, if you go through the lashonis of Chazal, they were maflik. The lashonis that they used are hard to believe in terms of kol ha'shoyel ha'reza sheikh l'tomim and ha'rov, the one that the hanishol ha'reza meguna. He said, why did they make such a big deal? He says, because it's mavur. He said, he studied this. All the svarim of the tzedukim. He says, they believe that a person has to be moist enough for a mitzvah. You're never, ever, ever allowed to be mechal Shabbos. He says, that's why they were so maflik. He brings this from Kadmoinim. They were so maflik. This is the rest of the story. They were so maflik because they felt they had to go lohitzim libin shel tzedukim. He says, that's why they were so machmer as it relates to refuah b'Shabbos. Simen shin chav ches. Right? Zerim shim shchik zamon. It's also something we spoke so much about. Why were they so machmer? He says it was the flip side of the same coin. He says they felt that they were being so mako as it relates to pekuach nefesh that they had to temper it with a chumrah, because otherwise it's going to be like a hefkevel. So they said, on the one hand, so chumr, but then again, that's so kuladik. You do whatever, you pick up the phone, you call Atzal, you don't even think about it. But at the same time, you want to take an Advil because your head hurts. It's not so simple. Right? It almost sounds like it doesn't make sense. He says, yeah, fakir, it doesn't make sense. It's the flip side of that coin, because they felt that on the one hand, you're going to be so extreme, you're going to be so makel, you have no choice, but you have to be so machmer as well. So it says, Rabbi Greenzeig, I'm literally picking four or five examples of a tremendous arichos. It says, Rabbi Greenzeig, I think that's pshat in this, the Ribar Yochar. He says, because it says in the Torah, Al yetze mim koymai b'yemash, that's a passing in Parshas Beshalach. In the Parshas Amon, Al yetze mim koymai b'yemash Shabbos. We have two drashas from Chazal about what that means. One means tchumen. Al yetzim kam yemesh Shabbos is this a tchumen? We also learned the Gemara not so long ago. The end of the first parak, Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the very, very last Gemara, the first parak of Masechta Seirivin, where the Gemara says, Al tikri al yetze, el al yoytzi. It's a makar for a pasuk for itza, because the malacha guru, that's why you need a pasuk for itza. But at the end of the day, the pasuk doesn't say that. The pasuk says, Al yetze, ishmim koimoy, b'yemesh Shabbos. Rav Gintzai says, the tzedukim took that pasuk literally. They took everything literally. And the tzedukim didn't leave their house on Shabbos. They didn't leave their house on Shabbos. They used to stay put on Shabbos. This is what they did. They never left their house on Shabbos. See, he says, because they didn't leave their house on Shabbos, Dr. Ribar Yochar, Tikanta Shabbos Rotzisa Kamer Yisrael. Tikanta Shabbos was Izan V'tikir. Shloim HaMelech went, and he was Mesakin Eruv HaTzeiros. It was Rotzisa. What's the big deal? Kloimar? The Ribar Yochar, the Ramban's Rebbe, Rotzisa Sheyasu Tikin LeShabbos Sheyuchal Lotzei Sishmim Koymoy. He doesn't mean the carriage. What he means is that people should leave the house, because he was afraid that you can't be in a situation where you can't leave your house, because not leaving your house is such a big deal. You're touching on the tzedukim, and lahoitzi miliben shel tzedukim. You have to make sure every city people are coming and going, because if you're gonna stay put because punk there's no erev, now you're running into tzeduki issues, and it's all included in this idea. It says maybe that's why we make a bracha on the erev. Again, it's a haflaga in this idea, because every single time we have a halacha that touches on something that tzedukim did, you're going to find things that literally transcend. You're going to find things that transcend everything else. Because anytime you're dealing with something tzedukim related, you make a bracha. Why are you making a bracha? This is what, it's related to the tzedukim. That's why you make a mitzvah zeir chasam. So if it's kasha in simit tzadik, that's what you make a bracha for. The teretz is, it's lahoitzi miliben shel tzedukim. And when it comes to lahoitzi miliben shel tzedukim, we don't ask questions like this. Chazal were always maflik when it came to that.